Greg Ehrenberg here from Odd Shopper. I hope you guys are ready to have a good holiday weekend. I know I am, but not before I give you guys the best MLB bets from Saturday night's slate. Like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and leave a comment below. And shout out to Cody Cook from yesterday, because he gave out a bet in the YouTube comments. He said that he liked Chase Silseth for under 4.5 strikeouts. Not only did Chase Silseth have less than 4.5 strikeouts, he had zero. So that looked like the best bet that anybody had in the comment section yesterday. I'm going to be giving Cody Cook one free week of our premium Discord membership package. So Cody, either message me on Twitter or email support@osmo.com and we'll get you set up with one free week of our premium betting Discord. You guys leave a comment below because I want to know your best bets from today and give yourself a chance to win a free subscription as well. But without further ado, these are the best bets from Saturday night. The first bet I'm looking at for Saturday, it's actually a bet that I liked from Friday, and that's Shane Bieber over 6.5 strikeouts. Here's what happened yesterday. The game rained out, and we didn't get to actually take action on the bets, but I woke up today, I saw that the line was posted the same as yesterday, I went right back to the well. I could use all the same logic I did yesterday when it came to Shane Bieber, which is he's a good pitcher. He used to be the best pitcher in baseball. 2 years ago, he won the Cy Young. He was incredible. He had a 1.63 ERA, a 2.07 FIP. He had a strikeout rate well over 40%. He isn't quite that guy anymore. He's had some shoulder issues. Last year, he had surgery. His velocity has diminished quite a bit. But I still think this is a spot where we could find a lot of strikeout upside from Shane Bieber. His last start came against the same Detroit Tigers team, and he struck out 10 hitters. So it does seem like the 6.5 prop is pretty low when you consider that the Tigers have had one of the worst offenses in baseball against right-hand pitching this year. But even with some of the decline of Shane Bieber, the results aren't quite what they were a couple years ago. He has a 24.1% strikeout rate for the year. I think he has strikeout upside. He has a really easy matchup. So I like the over 6.5 Ks once again for Shane Bieber. Hopefully the weather cooperates this time. If you guys are looking for the best way to make money in the sports betting industry, you know, good picks, good bets. Obviously, that helps. But what helps even more is free money. And that's what BetMGM is giving away when you sign up for the first time using our promo code OSMLB, or if you sign up using the link in the description box below. Because when you sign up using our promo code and then you head over to BetMGM, they're going to give you $200 for free. This is all you have to do. Bet $10 on any MLB money line, and that's it. You bet $10 on any MLB money line, and they're going to give you $200. That's all you have to do. So just make sure to sign up using our promo code or in the link in the description box below. Don't leave free money on the table. For my next bet, I'm looking at under 4.5 strikeouts for Jose Urquidy. Now, I know a lot of people are going to be doing some box score watching here, and they're going to look at Urquidy's numbers and say, well, he struck out 10 hitters last game. True, he did, but look at his other strikeout numbers this year. 1-3-3-6-3-2-2. So overall, we've gotten 8 starts out of Jose Urquidy, and he's had 3 or less strikeouts in 6 of them. This is not a prolific strikeout pitcher, and I actually think the line is getting juiced a little bit just because of what he did his last time out. But we have to look at his numbers overall, where he only has a 17.1% strikeout rate for the year. Last year, he had a 21.3% strikeout rate. The year before, 14.7%. This is never a guy who strikes out a lot of hitters, and I think this is a really good chance to take advantage of a line that seems like an overreaction to what happened last game. We have a really large sample size of Jose Urquidy just not generating swing and misses, so I'm be siding with under 4.5 strikeouts with Jose Urquidy, and I feel pretty good about it despite what he did his last outing. I get it. Johnny Cueto is fun to watch pitch. A lot of people like him. He's produced good results this year. In 12 innings, he's let to allow an earned run. But here's the drawback when it comes to Johnny Cueto. He has not been good for a meaningful amount of time. Last year, he had a 4.08 ERA. Not terrible, but not really great either. The year before, 5.4 ERA. The year before that, 5.06 ERA. Also keep in mind, he was doing this while pitching with the Giants in what's a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. Long-term, I just don't think we're going to see much success out of Johnny Cueto at age 36. And also, we have to look at his minor league numbers this year because he really struggled when he pitched in the minors. And I don't know that we should expect him to have more success at the major league level than the minor league level. So in 4 starts for the White Sox minor league organization, he pitched 15 innings. He allowed 9 earned runs. He has a matchup today against the Chicago Cubs that's leading to a couple things. Number one, the White Sox are fairly significant favorites on the betting line. So I actually like the Cubs at plus money or plus 120. That's my money line bet that I'm giving out here. But something else to consider also when it comes with Johnny Cueto is, why would we think at age 36 he would be that much better than what he was at age 33? It doesn't seem that realistic to me. I think the 2 starts we got out of him were total fluke occurrences. And I think the most likely scenario is that he just struggles going forward. And what we saw from in the minor leagues, like I mentioned, 15 innings, 9 earned runs. I think that's more in line with what we're getting out of Cueto than these couple of big league starts. So I'm going to be fading him here, and this applies to both betting and for DFS purposes. He's expected to be massively popular on DraftKings tonight. He's somebody looking to go underweight to the field on. So I'm going to be fading him in DFS, but also fading him on the betting line. So give me the Cubs plus 120 tonight. So to recap, the three bets that I'm placing for Saturday night's baseball slate, it's Shane Bieber over 6.5 strikeouts, Jose Urquidy under 4.5 strikeouts, and then I'm taking the Cubs money line plus 120 as underdogs. I think all three of these are good value bets, but I want to hear from you guys as well. Let me know in the comment section, what are your favorite bets to place for tonight's baseball slate? It could be anything. Run lines, money lines, player props, no runs in first innings. I want to hear from you. What are your favorite bets? Also, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and everybody enjoy the holiday weekend.